doubted. And Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely,
I am with you always to the very end of the age. Amen. You may be seated. Let's go ahead and go back to the first slide, please.
What a wonderful vision. And just pay attention with me here for the illustration. Jesus Christ had risen a few weeks before, and now he's ascending to heaven. And you're one of the disciples, and you're looking at Jesus Christ ascending to heaven. I get goosebumps thinking about that. How wonderful it is to see Jesus ascend. But he's giving us one more promise, and that's his last promise. And that's verse 20b. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now we live in a very difficult times. We seem like we go to school, we go to work, we have our families, we have our jobs. But so many times we forget that Jesus Christ is with us all the time. And tonight we're going to spend about 10 minutes looking exactly at that and believing it and living truly that we believe that Jesus is with us all the time. This is a promise that during good times and bad times, during sick times and healthy times, during poor times and wealthy times, anytime Jesus promises that he will be with us. David Jeremiah, wrote an awesome book called I Never Thought I'd See the Day. He enumerates a few things in which he says, I never thought I'd see the day when atheism is on the rise, when Christians wouldn't know they were in a war, when Jesus would be so profaned, when marriage would be isolated. I never thought I'd see the day when morality would be in free fall, when the Bible would be marginalized, when the church would be irrelevant, when the Muslim state could intimidate the world. It's a wonderful book to read, but these are times that we live, and not just on the world platform. That happens in our families, that happens at work, that happens in the church. So one of the things is that we live in this chaotic world, but it happens that it seems that everything around us has fallen apart. I actually met Thursday night with Fratele Sirbo, and I told him, the world around me seems like it's fallen apart. But see, the Word of God spoke to me the next day, Friday, and Saturday, yesterday. This message was made in the last 48 hours. It's for me that as the world is falling apart around me, that Jesus is there for you. Amen. And he's there for us. Amen. We live in a catastrophe, right? But God's promise is the same that it was 2,000 years ago, that I am always here for you. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, Joseph, Moses, the same that he was there for them, God is here for me and you. You see, God is there for you, but not just in good times, right? He's there for us in difficult times, in sinful times, in weakness, in failures. God promises to be always there for you wherever you are, 24/7. Not part-time job for God. It's not 8 to 4. It's full-time he's there. He loves us unconditionally, and tonight you must understand whatever happens, he is always there for you. Horatio Safford, I think I missed a slide there. How am I convinced? The Word of God tells me, he loved me when I hated him. He loved me, he was there for me when I ignored him. He was there for me when I walked away from him, and he gave his own son for me. That's how I know, and I'm convinced that he's there. Horatio Safford was a well-known businessman and lawyer in Chicago back in 1800s. He was at the top of the world. He was very devoted Christians, but he had everything. And within 4 years, a period of 4 years, he lost almost everything. Horatio, in the first year of the 4 years, he lost his son. It was a baby boy. He lost him to scarlet fever. The next year, Chicago Fire happened. And we all know that a lot of real estate was lost. A few years afterwards, his wife and his four daughters decided to go on a vacation on a cruise to Europe. As the ship was sailing and halfway through the Atlantic, came on and hit another ship. The only person that made it was his wife, and his four daughters have died. Horatio Stafford heard about what happened, and he took the next ship to go to Europe and be with his wife. And as the ship is going around the area that his four daughters have sunk to the bottom of the ocean, he writes the famous song, "When peace like a river tended my way, when sorrow like sea billows rolls, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Can you say that? How can Horatio Safford come up with such an inspiring words with his pain and suffering? Because he knew that Jesus was there in the good times, and he knew that he's going to be there in the bad times. Psalm 23, verse 4. We know it, right? "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear, for you are with me." Can you say, like Horatio, "It is well with your soul"? Do you look around at the world and things, everything fall apart? It's not your problem. It's God's problem. See, he knows and he's in control. Amen. And not your problem to take care of that. However, you need to make sure you take care of your heart. The challenge. Every time there's a message for you, there's always going to be a challenge. The challenges are going to be like this. Where are you? How are you? When can you say it as well? So if Jesus and God is with you always, where are you? Well, the first thing is going to be, if Jesus is with you always, you better be there too. You better be connected to Jesus Christ and the church. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Philippians 3:10, Apostle Paul, he lost everything. You know, Apostle Paul was world-renowned during his time in the Jewish temple. But he lost everything when he met Jesus. And he still says, "I want to know Jesus, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participate in his suffering because like him, become like him in his death and so somehow attain this resurrection from the dead. But be like Jesus Christ." How are you? If Jesus Christ and God is with you, the next question is, how are you? Confident in what you believe. So you have to be confident, like in Galatians chapter 4:25. If we believe in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. In Romans 1:4:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." We don't want to be ashamed of the word of God, of what we believe in him. We want to be confident in what we believe. And then what we spoke about this morning, and Fratele Braika said, is that if we are confident in what we believe, then we can go out there with the truth. And the last part is, I said, is when can you say, "It is well with my soul"? I have a little bit of an illustration here. You see this bottle? Unfortunately, we don't have something flat, but this bottle here is black, right? Actually, it has Dr. Pepper in it, but that's beside the point. Think about this bottle. It's dark. It can represent your sins, your body, a sinful nature. It can also represent your worries, your sickness. It can represent your problems. And Jesus Christ says, "I want to change this into something like that." So I don't have the ability to illustrate how that happens. But we're going to watch a video that I made. But see, God says, in order to change this, the first thing you have to do is you have to open it. Now, I'm not going to open it because it was hot and something happened here. But God says, in order to change this, you have to open the lid. You have to let yourself open. Open up to Jesus and to God. In order for him, the next step is to pour his glory, to pour his Spirit in him. Now, the water that you're going to be seeing in the next slide here represents God and His glory and His love and His spirit and His forgiveness. But see, you have to constantly let Him fulfill you. Let Him rinse you. And He has to keep going and going. It takes a long time. Sometimes it takes such a long time that we stop praying. We say, Lord, it's way too much. But God asks us to continue pray and pray and pray and don't stop. If you stop right now, it'd be still black. But it keeps going. And this illustration shows how, it's a simple illustration, but shows how God can transform our heart. It can transform your body. It can transform disease. You just have to open up. And the next part is to let God rinse you. Let Him change you. Because He is the only person that can do it. Now, as you're sitting there, I want you to recognize and to realize that God is the only person. Not me, not Fratele Sirbu, not Fratele Brike, none of the CP. It's only God that can change you. And now, when you go home, you want to sit, kneel down, and pray to God and ask Him to change your heart. No worries. He knows our worries. No sickness, because He knows our sickness. No difficulties. Nothing, because in everything, God is in control. He's here for us. He's with us. And I think that froze. But it's really, it did turn to water. But realistically, is that tonight you have the opportunity to understand that everything in this world can come crashing down. You still have Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.